know, it's really important that we think about the impact of this pandemic on kids in the early days, and certainly the focus has been on the elderly and the working population. But we know that kids are being hit hard. Many are being impacted by the closures of schools and disruptions to their daily learning and access to, you know, a safe learning environment, recreation programs, a whole host of things. But we also know that a number of kids are being made particularly vulnerable. You know, I think particularly of kids who are growing up in poverty, who have now lost access to nutritious breakfast and lunch programs that they really counted on for their daily meals. I'm thinking also about kids who experience domestic violence or child abuse and who no longer have a safe place to go during the day and no longer have, you know, a teacher or another caring adult looking out for them or picking up on their signs of abuse. And we know particularly around this domestic abuse and child abuse that we're likely to see increased numbers in the days and weeks ahead because a lot of parents are facing, you know, huge worries and stressors as a result of job losses that's likely to play out in increased violence in the home. And that's, of course, very worrisome, particularly because we just don't have very good access to those kids to see what's happening and to be able to intervene quickly and support them through this really difficult time.
And Ms. Austin, I know that all different levels of government have sort of put up, you know, different rules or policies or practices or even best practices, I guess, to lessen the impact of this pandemic on Canadians. But what can they do to help the children?
Well, I think this pandemic has really revealed the really patchwork approach that we have to caring for our kids across the country. In many cases, kids fall through the gaps of jurisdictions, be they federal, provincial, and municipal. And this is where we're really looking to our federal government for strong leadership on behalf of all 8 million kids in Canada. We've been calling for, you know, swift action and immediate investments in a whole host of measures to protect the physical and mental health of our kids, you know, particularly to support frontline charities like Kids Help Phone and the Boys and Girls Clubs, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, as well as the child abuse centers across the country. But also, you know, it's really important support for the children's hospitals. They're being impacted in a whole host of ways that are impacting not only their response to COVID-19, but also the ongoing continuity of care for kids who have a whole host of medical concerns.
This is something like an interruption in a child's childhood. Can you explain how it's an interruption?
I've certainly been seeing in social media and the news people often making light of this, that kids all of a sudden have all this free time on their hands and they're getting to play and having more time with their parents. And certainly that's true for many kids. But we also know that, you know, that all kids are being impacted by the stress that they're being exposed to, whether it's simply, you know, having, you know, lots of exposure to over the radio or in TV with their parents, listening to what's going on. The kids are picking up on the stress and worries of their parents. Lots of parents are worried about their jobs and the economy right now, and kids certainly pick up on that stress, and that's impacting their mental health. We've seen huge spikes in calls and texts to organizations like Kids Help Phone, but also other children's charities like the kids' hospitals across the country are seeing spikes in the mental health needs of our children. Of course, there's a huge disruption to kids' ongoing learning opportunities. We've had a really fragmented approach from one jurisdiction to the next around how kids are going to be supported in an ongoing way for their education, but also a whole host of other measures. And we know that this is going to impact kids in the immediate future, but also for, you know, potentially months and years to come. You know, there's just so many different areas that kids are being impacted by that we need, we need swift response from our government at all levels right now to support our kids through this difficult time.